So our first reading today is one of those that, unless you know the context, it probably doesn't make a lot of sense. It's from the prophet Amos, who was known as the prophet of social justice. And a little bit of the history, what's happened in Israel, it's divided into two parts, Judah and the northern part called Israel. Judah in the south has the official temple, but they create up in the north, in the town of Bethel, house of God, literally, another shrine where people could come on pilgrimage and where beautiful services were offered, and it became a very popular place. Amaziah, mentioned in this reading, is the rector or the priest of that shrine in northern Israel. Now you've got to know also that in the Old Testament there's always seemingly a necessary tension between the priests and the prophets. The priests, as we do to this day, I'm afraid, we're sort of company men, and we hold the system together. The prophets walk in and speak the truth, whether it's popular or not. And that's what's happening here. Amos, who says very humbly, "I'm not an educated man. I'm a shepherd, and I take care of sycamore trees." An ordinary guy, but he says, "God called me to say this." And so, because he isn't an establishment person, but an ordinary guy off the streets, as we'd say, he has the power to speak a certain kind of truth that those of us who are defending the system do not always speak. And Amaziah the priest says, "Go away, visionary. We don't want you. You're ruining the business here at the temple. No one's coming anymore. We don't want to hear your truth. Be gone. Go to the south. Go down to the other temple. But not here at my beautiful shrine, where everybody is coming and making the priests rather comfortable and rich." And that's what Amos was revealing. That this house of God, Bethel, was not really worshiping God. It was promoting the priestly system. So, in the light of that, I'm amazed whoever combined these readings that they would put in such a gospel as we just read. Because what you see Jesus presenting and offering is a completely different notion of religion. It's not creating a central temple where everybody comes and makes the priests wealthy, but in fact, he says, "You go out two by two. Don't ask them to come to you. You go to them. Take nothing for your journey." I mean, it's pretty radical. I don't think any of us live this. St. Francis tried to. No money in your belts. Do you know, maybe this will be interesting to you, you probably wonder why we Franciscans wear ropes instead of belts. Because of this passage. You see, a belt was where you kept your money in most of history. And Francis wanted to take this literally and to show he was not an establishment person carrying around lots of money. So he wouldn't wear a belt. He wore a rope instead. And that's why you see us still walking around wearing this rope. Although I'm sorry to say, we have money. I hope not so much, but we're not as poor as Jesus or Francis. He said, the next line, "You are to wear sandals." That's why we wear sandals. Francis took this passage literally. Shoes were for the rich people, sandals were for the poor people. So you see what's happening here, is Jesus is creating what we would call a disestablishment notion of religion. He's saying, "I don't want you to be the priestly class. I want you to be the ordinary guys on the street, walking toward the people, seeing where the pain is at, and going about curing and healing that pain." Brothers and sisters, the message is so obvious. It's amazing to me that in most of the 2,000 years of Christianity, we've largely missed the point. Because we repeated everything that they were doing at the shrine in Bethel. I mean, I'm glad we have this lovely church here in the South Valley, and we have churches like this all over the world. But after a while, as you know, most of the effort is put into maintaining the church building and paying the bills of the church building and making sure the priests are well taken care of so you can have church services. All I'm saying is, according to Jesus, that's a dangerous notion of religion, because it does not really demand that you change, that you move toward the suffering and the pain, but you simply build beautiful shrines, and people come to the shrines and think this is pleasing God for some reason. And you can come to beautiful churches and your heart not be changed at all. And that's what Amos is saying. And that's why Amos was the prophet, or is the prophet, of social justice. He was the favorite prophet of Martin Luther King, who was always quoting Amos. And in fact, it's written on his tomb in Atlanta, "Let justice flow like a living stream." And that's what Amos was saying to the priests. The work of religion should be the work of justice, and not simply the work of religion, where it becomes an end in itself and too often feeds itself instead of feeding the poor of the world.